This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, March 13th. Good morning. I'm Jeff Valley. Here's today's headlines. $23 million for farm-to-food access. EWG targets California's forever chemicals. DPR doubling air monitoring effort. And Majority Leader will consider farm aid in supplemental. Governor Gavin Newsom yesterday announced more than $23 million in state funding to increase access to fresh California-grown produce for recipients of CalFresh, Women, Infants, and Children, and Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program. The effort aims to reduce food insecurity while boosting demand for California-grown fruits and vegetables. About $21.5 million will fund 12 projects that provide nutrition incentives for CalFresh shoppers at certified farmers markets, community-supported agriculture programs, mobile markets, and small retailers across the state. Eligible shoppers can receive matching funds when they spend benefits on fresh produce. Another $1.7 million will support 11 projects tied to WIC and the Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program, helping distribute incentives and technical assistance at farmers markets. Newsom said the money is, quote, supporting our farmers, strengthening local markets, and connecting families with fresh, nutritious produce. Take note, much of the funding is run through CDFA's California Nutrition Incentive Program. Newsom's budget plan so far has not included any spending for CNIP in the next fiscal cycle. Nutrition advocates have been pressing lawmakers to restore the funding as federal dollars dry up. Nearly 40% of conventionally grown fruits and vegetables in California contain residues of PFAS pesticides, known as forever chemicals, because they persist in the environment and the human body, according to a new analysis by the Environmental Working Group. The Environmental Advocacy Group reviewed 2023 pesticide monitoring data from State Department of Pesticide Regulation and found PFAS residues in 348 of 930 samples of non-organic produce. Residues were detected across 40 of the 78 produce types tested. Stone fruit showed the highest contamination rates. More than 90% of sampled peaches, nectarines, and plums contain the PFAS fungicide fludoxamil. Cherries, strawberries, and grapes also had residues in roughly 80% of samples. PFAS, short for per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, have been linked to cancer, immune suppression, and reproductive harm. The group argues the findings highlight gaps in pesticide oversight, calls for greater scrutiny by state and federal regulators. The report stresses consumers should not stop eating produce, but recommends washing fruits and vegetables and choosing organic when possible to reduce exposure. California Department of Pesticide Regulation is seeking public feedback on a proposal to double the size of its statewide pesticide air monitoring network. DPR says the expansion would strengthen its ability to measure pesticide levels in the air and better evaluate potential exposure risk in agriculture regions. The air monitoring network collects continuous air samples at several sites across California to track concentrations of commonly used pesticides and assess possible health impacts. Under the proposal, the agency would add a new round of monitoring stations to expand geographic coverage and provide more data to guide regulatory decisions. DPR officials say the additional sites would help identify regional trends and improve transparency around pesticide use and air quality. The monitoring data plays a key role in DPR's risk assessments and policy decisions, including restrictions on certain pesticides. Growers, researchers, and community members are invited to submit comments before the proposal is finalized. Top GOP Ag Committee senators who have spoken with Senate Majority Leader John Thune say he is willing to attach more farm aid to any bill to fund the war in Iran. Senate Ag Committee Chair John Bozeman said in recent discussions, Thune has been, quote, very open to using a funding vehicle. Meanwhile, Senator John Hoeven said the leader is supportive. For his part, though, Thune isn't committing to anything publicly. He told AgriPulse yesterday he has been in discussions on the issue, but he added that senators won't know what can ride with the legislation until the White House makes a proposal. If and when that happens, we'll start gaming that out and determine what else might be a part of that legislation, he said. Even if the Iran war were to end overnight, the conflict will keep nitrogen fertilizer supplies tight through 2026, according to StoneX Josh Linville. A lot of the damage has already been done, he said in his latest analysis. It will take time for plants to restart and clear a backlog of ships that have been waiting to load. It's going to take a long time for this market to get back to normal, Linville said. Current prices don't fully capture the scale of current and future competition for nitrogen fertilizer, he added. India, a major producer, has seen its natural gas supplies interrupted, denting production, which could soon inject significantly more demand into the global market. Linville said, quote, that's just going to be throwing gasoline on the fire. There is an easy case to be made that prices are substantially undervalued from where they should be, given all the stuff that's going on. Now, in a statement broadcast on Iranian state television yesterday, the new supreme leader vowed to keep blocking the Strait of Hormuz. It's not just fertilizer costs that are squeezing farmers. At current high diesel prices, farmers would be looking at $2,000 in increased production costs each year. Soy Transportation Coalition Executive Director Mike Steenhoek said in an email to reporters. A typical grain elevator could face added costs of almost $100,000. Here's today's final word. We are thrilled to invest in the Golden State's farmers and communities to ensure everyone has the opportunity to eat healthy and every kid has the best start in life. That first partner, Jennifer Siebel Newsom, announcing more than $23 billion to increase low-income consumers' access to fresh California-grown produce. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, March 13th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.